Aloha kako. Welcome to the Aloha Friday Conversation, art, culture, and ideas in Hawaii. I'm Noe Tanigawa. Pretty happy about the people you're going to meet today. And you know, the Hoku Awards are like Hawaii's Grammys, and we'll be featuring Na Hoku Hanohano Award winners throughout the show. Now, first up, this week on Oahu, Mayor Kirk Caldwell announced $10 million in COVID aid for artists and cultural organizations. It'll pay out in two tiers for businesses doing more than or less than $1 million a year in revenue. It was a sunny day in Nu'uanu as arts leader Kumuhula Vicky Holt-Takamine explained who and what the money's for.
We're actually ecstatic about being here at Queen Emma Summer Palace because these are the institutions that are struggling. And we're so happy that the mayor has made available this funding to help institutions, our museums, our culture and arts community, individual artists, as well as small businesses. $10 million, can you imagine what that is going to do? It's going to infuse. This is reinvesting into our culture and arts community, who will then share with everybody the stories, the songs, the dances, the music, the comedies. They'll be able to lift our spirits and lift our communities.
Gig workers, occasional workers, entertainers, the new grant is meant to cover situations where other federal programs were not applicable.
Oftentimes when we're looking at the programs that are being offered, we as culture and artists do not fit into that. We can't qualify. Like the mayor said, many of the artists that I work with are working out of their homes. They're paying taxes, just like all of us are paying taxes. A lot of those small businesses, they're mom and pops, they go to the marketplace, they go to arts markets, so they're very small. So we needed to develop a program that would fit all of the arts and cultural programs, small ones, ones that have studios, ones that have gallery centers, ones that have museums. So we wanted to include the whole gamut of the wide breadth of arts and culture community here in Hawaii, individual artists, small businesses, and then larger businesses that make up the nature of Hawaii and the city and county of Honolulu that are so important to our survival. We look at all of them, all of these arts and cultural organizations. We participated, every single one of us. And if you think you're not an artist, I will challenge you. I'm going to find the artist in you. And you know, I think about this pandemic kind of like the volcano that goes over. All the lava comes, flows down, and it destroys a lot of things in its way. And sometimes the lava goes around a kipuka, like this beautiful place we are. And then it germinates. So I think from this, we're going to have new businesses that can pop up. We'll seed new ideas, new programs. Artists will have to figure out how they're going to survive in the next few months to go from everyday face-to-face contact with local people and our tourist industry to a virtual online. And we have to pivot. We have to help them pivot to that. And so this is what this funding is for, to help our artists pivot to the next level, figure out how we go from face-to-face community, hands-on, to the virtual reality that many of them do not know how.
Mayor Kirk Caldwell pointed to the importance of Hawaii's cultural legacy.
You know, when we opened up the first time, Misty and I went down to Iolani Palace when it reopened. And one thing I learned immediately from Paula Akana is the challenges of just covering overhead like air conditioning. Iolani Palace is our Notre Dame. It's our defining building for the state of Hawaii, right in downtown Honolulu, just two blocks from City Hall and one block from the Capitol. And so I'm hoping folks like the Iolani Palace, Friends of Iolani, can take advantage of this. I think it can help them. Large institutions and small ones that we'd never know about continue to flourish in a very troubling time.
And that's all on the website again, oneoahu.org/culture-arts. It's live now. Please go check it out. We've had over 5,000 hits and we didn't even have a press release yet. So it's only us, Bala'au, talking all about it, spreading the word to everybody. Everybody's all jazzed, excited. They're just really grateful that we did not forget you, gang. We did not.
That's Misty Kila'i, Executive Director of the Mayor's Office of Culture and the Arts. And we'll post a link to the new Culture and Arts Aid with this story.